It was billed as a march of solidarity with the Palestinian people, 60 years on from the establishment of the State of Israel. Palestinians are still waiting for their state, but in central London, they were able to count on the support of at least one Orthodox Jewish sect, alongside more traditional supporters. And London's Trafalgar Square played host to around 5,000 demonstrators, including a number of UK parliamentarians.
Jimmy Carter showed in 9 days it's actually possible to have talks with all the interested parties to try and reach a long-term settlement. And secondly, for all the huff and puff, the people in Gaza are still in prison, still starving, still denied fuel, and still denied any decent existence.
Well, Trafalgar Square is full of thousands of people from many different backgrounds in Britain, including a group called Jews for Justice. This being the 60th anniversary of the founding of Israel. The main demand is for Israel to negotiate with the Palestinians and for an independent Palestinian state.
Palestinian statehood and demands for international action to end the standoff in Gaza played centre stage.
As there was apartheid in South Africa, we have now apartheid in West Bank and Gaza and Palestine in general. And as much as people were supportive of ending that apartheid in South Africa, they should be for ending apartheid in Palestine.
Food for thought, but critics argue that the converted were busy speaking to the converted and somehow need to find a way to engage with the wider public. Mark Seddon, Al Jazeera, London.